Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We will give you guys the latest and the greatest on what's going on with the election, but we do have some breaking news. Wide receiver Henry Ruggs was involved in an accident, in a pretty serious accident in the middle of the night, early this morning. Passenger of the car he hit died. Apparently went on fire. He's most likely going to be charged with a DUI. So we have multiple reports coming in. I don't know what injuries he has sustained as of yet, but TMZ Sports has said that this accident, I got an alert in the middle of the night. I get alerts in the middle of the night. I don't sleep really well. So there was an alert I got in the middle of the night that there was a car accident. It was a fatal one. And that officers were investigating. So I'm like, gosh, you know what's going on? These DUIs, what's going on? Had no idea that this could have been Henry Ruggs. From what I understand, he's okay. But he was behind the wheel driving his Corvette. I think he's got one of the newer ones that is pretty identifiable, so people knew it was him. He crashed into a Toyota RAV4 around 3:39 a.m. The Toyota caught fire. When first responders got to the SUV, the passenger or the driver of the other car was dead. Ruggs was transported to a local hospital for treatment. He had non-life-threatening injuries. But cops say that the NFL star showed, he's a wide receiver for the Raiders, showed signs of impairment at the scene. He is 22 years old, and we're being told as of this morning that he is going to be charged with a DUI. Ruggs' attorneys, David Chestnoff and Richard Schoenfeld, tell TMZ Sports, on behalf of our client Henry Ruggs III, we are conducting our own investigation as of this writing and ask everyone to reserve judgment until all the facts are gathered. We are being told that he's okay. There was some discussion of a hip issue, or Henry Ruggs was the 12th overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. I credit him for part of the Raiders' success. Raiders is first in their AFC West division. 5 wins, 2 losses thus far, beating out Chargers, Chiefs, and Broncos. The Raiders have a very, very promising career, but Raiders have been hit with just one thing after another, from their coach, Gruden, to everything going on. It's a team that I live in Vegas, and people ask, what's it like having an NFL team? It's awesome, but it's kind of conflicting, because most of us, we liked the Raiders, but we weren't necessarily Raiders fans. Now, we got plenty of notice when the Raiders were coming to Vegas. We got plenty of notice going, look, the Raiders are coming, so you can now get, you can go ahead and start getting, excited for him. And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Wherever Tom Brady goes, I'm a fan of that team. So I watch now every Bucks game. I love Lamar Jackson. So I also watch the Ravens. I just love football. I haven't really been a big fan of the Giants. I haven't watched that. Broncos have been interesting. The Dolphins, I used to watch them. But the Raiders, when I lived in L.A., that was years ago when they were the L.A. Raiders. I do have some you know, some connection to them, but I just didn't bond with the Raiders. And so them coming to Las Vegas, it took a while for me to become a Raiders fan. Yeah, I'm a fan of them, but, you know, in order for me to go, okay, you know what, I am going to watch every single game. But they've been amazing. They have been, I mean, they've gone through so much to get to Vegas, and then losing their head coach and finally starting to, you know, come into their own this season. And then not to mention their inaugural season in Vegas, you know, being, you know, destroyed by COVID. This was just one, you know, cluster after another for that team. And so I'm excited. I'm glad, you know, I have my silver nails for the Raiders. And this also works for the Dallas Cowboys because they have silver too. So at least I can still stay true to both teams. But, you know, having an NFL team in your city is fantastic because I've watched Vegas grow. And I was here in the 80s. And that was when it was more, you know, casino, more, I guess, mob run, however everybody said, old school Vegas. And, you know, it was about the, you know, the topless dancers and showgirls and gambling and all that. And Vegas has just completely transformed. You know, it would turn into an entertainment mecca. We actually had, the MGM used to have like a theme park. There was, you know, with roller coasters and things like that, and with the circus and games. You know, we started to attract kids and families, but then we went to the clubs. And I've been at the clubs. You know, the DJs, the meals, the chefs that are coming and the restaurants, and we've just turned into like something that I think has far exceeded what anybody else could even try to replicate, not only from a gambling or a casino, but from an entertainment, from a resort, from a place to eat. You know, we don't have the ocean. We aren't Hawaii. We aren't on the coast. We aren't in Europe on the Med, but being a desert city to draw as many people as we do, we have the entertainment, we have the food, we have the lights, we have the fun. But what we were missing was sports. And we brought in, although we started with sports with the Running Rebels back in the early 90s, the Rebels really put us on the sports map. And I think it helped cause Vegas to just explode because UNLV, my alma mater, was in the news. Running Rebels, Final Four, championships. And we're like, wait a second, there's sports in Vegas? Then we get the Vegas Golden Knights. Playoffs, baby, like year one. They continue to just soar. And then here we have the Raiders. And so, you know, Vegas becoming a sports town, and now we have the Silver Knights, baseball. We're really coming into our own. And the city isn't just about casinos. It isn't just about, you know, sex. It's not about brothels, as, you know, people want to, you know, Nevada is everything. Not to mention, we haven't even talked about the nature, you know, in terms of, we got a Red Rock, we got skiing, we got, I mean, you know, Reno, in terms of Nevada, it's right there by Lake Tahoe. We have some of the most beautiful terrain in the country, and mining, ranching. So we'll keep you guys posted on Henry. I wish I had more information on you, but right now, Henry Buggs.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember we told you there is a faster spreading variant of Delta, a sublineage, or what I like to call baby Delta, because it's a little baby of Delta. But it might not be too much of a baby if it's faster spreading and possibly more infectious. It's called the AY 4.2.
Now, this has been found in multiple states. People have wanted to know, what's the latest? Well, the latest I've found is it's still only reported in about 8 states. Now, I don't know if all the states are looking for it, but labs have identified it in California, Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, Nevada, North Carolina, Rhode Island, Washington State, and District of Columbia. All these states have at least had one case of the AY4.2. Now, this kind of came to fruition when the UK was noticing that they were dealing with, quote-unquote, a very bad cold that they thought wasn't COVID. Whenever the report said there's a really bad cold that a bunch of people are getting that's not COVID, well, we think that might have been because it wasn't identified yet as the AY4.2 strain. A lot of debate as to what's been going on in the UK. Now, they say it may spread somewhat faster. Health authorities have not yet, though, found evidence of more severe illness. They do believe that current vaccines are supposed to be on it and are supposed to be able to still help fight it. Now, let me kind of get some numbers in here for you guys. It's going to take a little bit for me to pull up. My computer is like super duper slow. We have a lot of whenever something happens to the Raiders, I mean, the internet just goes. We have a lot of people on the internet right now in my neck of the woods. So if you look at the world waves of what's been going on, we're at a lower wave than obviously some of the hardest hit. There's been a lot of differences in active screening. Much of the screening for COVID has varied in certain countries, as some countries are like, we're not screening you. We're not going to test you. Just show us if you're vaccinated. So those individuals who were doing tests weekly, if they got the vaccine, they're not testing. So if they're not testing, they're not showing a positive. And one of you had asked, you know, how often do asymptomatic people test positive for COVID? We don't have a number, but I could tell you it's more often than you think. Patients will call in through the telemedicine company and say, look, I got to go back to work, but I was tested positive for COVID. When do I get to go back? And I go, what are your symptoms? They go, I don't have any. I just tested positive. So if you're vaccinated and you've been exposed and you have no symptoms, you don't have to isolate. But if you're actually COVID positive, we still have you isolate. Now, what's tricky about this is some people can still be positive for months. And remember, there was debate on if the positive tests were repeats or not. So let's say you have COVID, you test positive, you want to go back to work in 2 weeks. So they test you again in 2 weeks. Nope, you're still positive. Are you still one positive case? Or are those counted as two separate cases? It's supposed to just be one. But, you know, our Delta wave is going down. It's going down nicely. We're pretty excited about that. Our hospitalizations are now halved. So we're definitely moving in the right direction. We are on the downslope. What's very frustrating, though, is we are downsloping as we are moving into cough, cold, and flu season. So what I like to do is I like to watch some of the countries that precede us. So I like to watch the UK. Now, the UK is in a current wave. It's going down, but they never really officially went back down from their Delta spike that happened early summer. Ours came 6 weeks later. So their numbers are still kind of high. Now, not as high as it used to be, but high enough for us to know that there's still active sort of COVID. I then like to look at India, because India is where Delta appeared to initiate and start. So India went through their peak around April, May. That's when they peaked with their Delta. So they are 6 weeks before April. They're about a month maybe before the UK. The UK is about a month to 6 weeks before us. So India has been doing pretty good. Meanwhile, in China,
I don't know what we can take from China in terms of, you know, them being honest. They got the Olympics coming. But we're hearing some mix on them having increase in numbers, them having, you know, certain lockdowns, and, you know, the liberties that they take are even far more restrictive than what we have. And so what they've been reporting, by the way, China has said throughout this whole pandemic, they've only had about 97,000 cases and 4,600 deaths. So they've said that they've kept it at a minimum. In fact, you can't even see the numbers of daily new cases on the map. They said they had their little spike in January, February, and that was it of 2020. So our numbers and our ability to prepare has to really rely on transparency. It also has to rely on a consistency with what we're doing. You know, people have said, Dahlia, I don't want to take the test because I don't want to know about it. If I don't know about it, then I don't have COVID. This is the exact same thing people said almost 2 years ago. They go, I don't want the test. If I don't have the test and I'm feeling fine, then I don't start this domino effect. Now, from a public health standpoint, we want the test. We want to isolate somebody with COVID. We want to minimize exposure. We want to quarantine, you know, others that were exposed. And there's a whole process. But that's not how the average American thinks. The average American thinks, I don't want to know. If you don't test me, then I don't show up positive. My family then doesn't have to isolate. I don't have to be, you know, it's just a huge snowball effect. So this sublineage is what some people are concerned about will be our next wave when we come into cough, cold, flu season, which we've started to do. We're already in November. And there are these combinations of mutations, which is why they, well, some of them calling them baby, I call them baby delta, a sub delta. Others are calling these delta plus. Delta plus implies it's like extra strong. So I don't really like to use the term delta plus unless, you know, incorrectly. But the Biden administration had temporarily halted distribution of monoclonal antibody treatment, according to CBS News, in Hawaii after estimated cases of AY1 climbed up to 7.7% of the state. The FDA said that lab experiments with AY.1 suggested it was unlikely the drug would be effective. Now, the state has since resumed the use of antibody treatment as the variant dropped below 5% in Hawaii. Currently, it's less than 0.1% of the cases. But what bothers me about that is monoclonal antibodies offer some help to people with Delta. I mean, monoclonal antibodies or some of these other variants don't stop shipment. And why don't we have more monoclonal antibody treatments? That should have been done the same day as everybody deciding vaccine mandates. In the UK, however, these AY4.2 cases have climbed more than 11%, or have comprised now more than 11% of cases of the Delta variant. Health officials there say the variant does not appear to have led to a significant reduction in vaccine effectiveness or an uptick in hospitalizations, but they do think it could be spreading faster. So I want to keep us out of the hospital. I don't want us getting sick with COVID. I don't want COVID to keep coming back. I don't want mandates. I want to be able to go to a game. I mean, I got my vaccine, but at any day, somebody's going to say that the vaccines we got in the early part of the year are no good anymore because our immunity waned. And once they decide to say that, then we're all considered unvaccinated again until we get our boosters. And booster mandates, as we talked about yesterday, and are going to start being mandated. We already have one hospital in New Jersey that has mandated the booster shot for Johnson & Johnson recipients. Johnson & Johnson recipients are a little frustrated because they got the shot and they seem to have the less efficacy against variants, even though one study now says they're 74% effective against preventing hospitalization, but their immunity, Johnson & Johnson immunity, drops down to 3%. So boosters are recommended at the 2-month mark for those who are immunocompromised. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC advisors are meeting on Tuesday to vote on if they should recommend Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The FDA already granting emergency approval, and the CDC is expected to sign off on the first coronavirus vaccine for younger children soon. The White House confirms its vaccination program for some 28 million kids will be fully running by next Monday. This comes as almost 70% of adults are now fully protected, with 80% having at least one dose. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of pushing ahead on the long march towards socialized medicine.
Since the earliest days of COVID-19, Washington Democrats have admitted they want to use the pandemic as a pretext to permanently transform our country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News. President Biden and other world leaders continue their meetings in Glasgow, Scotland at the COP22 UN Summit Climate Change Conference to address global warming. The president announces an agreement with 100 other countries to limit deforestation by 2030, calling it an integral part of addressing climate change.
Conserving our forests and other critical ecosystems is an indispensable piece of keeping our climate goals within reach, as well as many other key priorities that we have together.
The White House is revealing a new strategy to curb suicides in the United States, including among service members and veterans, a statement identifying firearms as the most common method of all suicides. The policy promoting safe firearm storage in homes and highlighting best practices for firearms dealers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as we're seeing the governor race in New Jersey, governor race in Virginia, multiple defund the police sort of ballot initiatives or refund the police, other sorts of issues on ballots. Apparently, for 2021, this was a pretty active election year. Who knew?
midterms aren't for another year, another election, not for another 3 years, even though we're already going to start seeing campaigning. And so a poll came out a couple days ago, which many of you have already seen, where I believe they polled Democrats on how much they like Joe Biden and want him to run again. And a good number of them said no. Some of them do. Some of them like him. But according to this one poll, 44% of left-leaning voters think the party will have a better chance of winning in 2024 with someone else at the top of the ticket. 22% say they are unsure who would be a better shot against the Republicans. Now, Biden said back in his presidential campaign that he's not running just for one term. He wants to go the full gamut, although I don't see how. I'm surprised he's making it through his first year. And, you know, it isn't supposed to be a slight against him. We saw issues. You know, he's not as robust and young as he once was. And he keeps admitting that he needs help. He keeps admitting that he's not in charge. You know, when he's up there, you know, behind the mic, he goes, okay, I'm supposed to talk to the Associated Press first. And then he looks for the Associated Press reporters. Who's doing that? Okay, the president is the leader. The president walks up there, and I'm going to talk to who I want to talk to. But instead, he keeps admitting that he is being directed. And it's not even him saying, look, I'm going to be organized. I don't want to be up here like Trump was, looking like I'm just winging it. I'm going to organize myself. So this is how I organize myself. And I want to follow, but that's not what he says. He says, I'm told I'm not supposed to talk to reporters. I'm told I'm not supposed to do this. You're the president. Is Putin telling you not to do? Who's making this list? Kim Jong-un? Who is doing this? And so it's a very odd look. And, the Democratic Party, they're on a roll with a lot of progressive items and agendas, and they have the ability to do a lot for, you know, put things, because once you pass something, you can't get rid of it. Look at the Affordable Care Act. It's impossible to repeal and replace because it'll just explode the healthcare system. I mean, we pay all these insurance companies all this money. There's no way to reverse it. It's just there. But on the flip side, pre-existing conditions can't go away. Insurance companies have to cover it. It's just insurance costs an arm and a leg, and the average person has a real crappy deductible. But once you pass something, it's impossible to reverse. So the Democrats have this ability to pass a bunch of things on climate change, a bunch of spending measures, a bunch of things, and it's not popular. It's not even popular within that party. Senator Joe Manchin even says, I want to see what this effect's going to have on inflation. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars is a lot of money. And where has all the money that we currently have spent gone? I know we're putting a lot of it to the border. I understand we want to give migrants close to 500,000 each that got separated so their kids weren't also going to be detained illegally with their dads or moms or whatever, which is a mess in and of itself. But, you know, I mean, this is just an absolute mess, what's happening on the border, what's happened for a while. But, if a Democrat is looking at this going, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to see. And they see that their party is so split. Republicans see that also. I think everybody sees that what's ruining the more moderate, centrist, let's get things done are the extremes. Now, some people will credit the extremes to towing the line. Some people will say, look, if we didn't have the extremes, none of us would have liberties. Or if we didn't have extremes, nothing would get done. So, you know, that's why America was designed, and very brilliantly by our forefathers, having input from all states, not only the big ones, but the little ones. And the little ones get just as much of a vote as the big ones, which is why the Electoral College was brilliant. This is why we have the democratic process. This is why people elect their leaders. But this is a time where people have elected leaders, and they elected them, and then all of a sudden, things changed. and they decided to lock down that business. When you vote for somebody who turns around and threatens your livelihood, you're like, whoa, no, that's not what I voted for. So, same thing with education. You know, I don't know why in schools, when we're trying to depict accurate history of what happened, and we have some horrible, horrible things that were done in our past that I do think we need to learn so we don't repeat the past. But when you have a teacher saying white people are evil, that's not what people voted for. My African-American friends, Latino friends, they didn't vote for that. They don't want to be aligned with bigotry or racism either. Nobody does. And so, you know, same thing with, you know, a lot of these transgender roles. Most of the transgender I know are not asking for the things that people are, you know, like what's happening in Loudoun County and all that. I mean, you know, they want to be able to access bathrooms, but they're not asking for a lot of the things that many of the progressives are. So who is representing you? Who is accurately representing the Asians, the African Americans, the Latinos, the transgender community? Who is accurately representing them? And it's been an absolute cluster. So Biden's lack of popularity this soon into his presidency, I don't even think it was that popular before because people weren't going to the polls, but Biden was one of the very few presidents that won based on a hatred of the previous president. Now, I have never seen more love for another president in all of my political watchings. I never saw, you know, that many people at Mitt Romney's or John McCain or Biden or Obama's rallies. I mean, you saw thousands, tens of thousands. People love Trump. But for some reason, Biden won based on, not because people love Biden, because they hated Trump. Well, now you're having a lot of people, even within the Democratic Party, say, let's go Brandon. So this let's go Brandon fever may be very detrimental, which is why I predicted early on this year, which many of you guys do not agree with, but I still think this might come true, is just a thought. I'm thinking what Joe Biden might do to help the Democratic Party is to resign right before the election to allow Kamala Harris to become president. This way he gets credit for the first female president, and Kamala Harris gets to run as an incumbent. Now, I thought that was the original plan because they were giving her all these things to do. They were giving her things to do despite her lack of experience, you know, speaking with, you know, doing all this foreign policy, being the border czar, all that, and they were trying to build a resume. And we were like, why are they giving that to Kamala Harris? She doesn't have the experience. Just somebody get this done. And so when she didn't do it, it actually backfired. So now she doesn't look like, but I just thought they were grooming her for 2024. But still, if Biden's not that popular and Trump runs again, which I think he will, because, you know, Trump was quote unquote fired and he wants to prove that he really didn't get fired, that the people want him back. So Democrats don't think he'll be able to run against him, they're going to want a woman to run against Trump. So I think they're going to have Kamala Harris up there and they might put her in there sooner. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the assistant director for the film Rust, who has been the focus of the shooting that happened accidentally, where Helena Hutchins died in the middle of a rehearsal, where Alec Baldwin was practicing his crossfire, ends up shooting her and the director lives. I think the bullet bounced off his clavicle, but ends up shooting Helena Hutchins in the chest. She ends up dying. The assistant director, Dave Halls, has been a focus. And original reports have said he was the one saying, cold gun. Meaning, here you go, the gun's clear. Now, the attorney was on Fox News yesterday, I think one of his attorneys, didn't really answer a lot of questions straight. And when Martha McCallum had asked her, you know, did her client hand Alec Baldwin the gun, she went roundabout saying it's the armor. Oh, by the way, it's not armorer, it's armor. I guess even though it's spelled armorer, it's pronounced armor. The person that is responsible for the weapons. But an armor, I think of armor like, you know, a knight in shining armor. But it's spelled differently. I call it armorer, but I guess they're saying armor. I could be mispronouncing it, or maybe they are. Who knows? But she, you know, wouldn't say that it was his responsibility. She wouldn't say he's the one that handed the gun, even though that's what we were originally told. So the assistant director is actually speaking out for the first time. Dave Halls did not address details of the incident, according to New York Post, or respond to previous reports that he was the one that handed the quote-unquote hot gun used in the deadly shooting. But he said Helena Hutchins was not just one of the most talented people I've worked with, but also a friend. He said, I'm shocked and saddened by her death. It's my hope that this tragedy prompts the industry to reevaluate its values and practices to ensure no one is harmed through the creative process again. Halls added that he's been overwhelmed by the love and support, and my thoughts are with all who knew and loved Helena. So this happened on October 21st. It was on the set of the New Mexico movie. It killed Hutchins, who was only 42 years old, and she's a mom with a young child, wounded the film's director, Joe Sousa. And Santa Fe County Sheriff Alan Mendoza said last week investigators were still trying to determine how live rounds got on the set. Search warrants that were released by authorities in Santa Fe last month said three people handed the gun before the shooting. Baldwin, Halls, and then the 24-year-old armorer. I know they say armor, but I'm saying armorer. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. This was, by the way, her only second film in this capacity. The first film was with Nicolas Cage, and I think he got mad at her because she did some stupid there. But that's not for us to judge or decide. Sousa told police that safety protocols call for the armor to hand the weapon to the assistant director. He is supposed to check to ensure there are no live rounds in the weapon before handing it to the actor. Halls told police he couldn't recall how thoroughly he checked the weapon. David advised, according to what he told detectives, they said David advised when Hannah showed him the firearm before continuing rehearsal, he could only remember seeing three rounds. He advised he should have checked all of them but didn't and couldn't recall if she spun the drum. This is so half, I can't even imagine. Still, told investigators they never saw Halls remove the gun. Oh, an insider told the Post that two staffers on set said they never saw Halls remove the gun from the armorer's cart during an investigation into the incident. The witnesses also denied that Halls had called the gun cold before giving it to Baldwin. So according to the affidavits, the gun was one of three on the armorer's cart before it was handed to 63-year-old Alec Baldwin, who was rehearsing the scene where he pointed a gun at the camera inside a church on the set. Gutierrez told police she checked the dummies and ensured they were not hot rounds. The young armorer's lawyers last week said she had no idea how live rounds got into the set and complained that she was understaffed and undertrained and was ignored when she made safety suggestions. No charges have been filed in the shooting and the investigation continues. We know the DA will seek criminal action if they find it necessary. Based on this, this just looks like, you know, halfway to halfway to halfway. And it's a very, very frustrating sort of timeline of events when anybody that touches a gun, anybody, always checks to see if it's loaded. When you're looking at an antique gun and you're at a store and that gun was on display, you check it for rounds. It's just something you do, and it's not because I'm CCW trained. It's common sense. Now, I haven't acted like Alec Baldwin has for 40 years. And my guess is, you know, when you're in that business, and somebody hands you this and then hands you this and hands you this, you know, you are in the habit of trusting that. But in surgery, when you get handed an instrument by the scrub tech, you still are supposed to check the instrument. When you say scalpel, you need to make sure that scalpel head is on there. That sterile scalpel head is on there. Because the scalpel itself, the handle, is re-autoclaved, reused. Well, now we're using disposable, but we sterilize the equipment, and you would have a sterile blade put on the sterile handle. Well, you would ensure that blade was on there properly. You would ensure it was the correct blade. You would ensure it was the correct scalpel you needed. You'd ensure that it was clean. When you say scalpel or Allis clamp or whatever, and you get handed it to you, and you inspect it. So if we do that in our field, I don't understand why it's not done in show business. Now, adding more insults to injury, I think Alec Baldwin lost his cat. He has a beautiful cat, by the way. I don't know if you've seen this thing. This cat is exquisite. It's a Bengal cat. And it looks like a mini tiger. It's a beautiful cat. And apparently, the couple who has been in Vermont right now, gosh, Vermont is gorgeous. Couple is up in Vermont right now with their 6 children, you know, trying to decompress with everything that's going on. Apparently now they don't know where the cat is. And we see Alec Baldwin looking for the cat. He was frantically searching through a wooded area of Manchester. And hours earlier, his wife had put a post on Instagram. I don't know why the cat left. But obviously, losing your companion is not easy. And so you see Alec Baldwin, and he's got that same look I have, looking for a cat. I tell you, I know that look. Like, where's my kitty? And then the cat shows up later that night going, what? I was out. What? So he looked pretty disheveled. This is a Bengal cat, 4-legged, leopard spots, just gorgeous. I'm a cat and dog fan, but that obviously doesn't help the situation much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a third of New York City's 11,000 firefighters are now off duty as Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate is still active. 20% of fire companies are out of service. 800 EMTs and 5,000 cops are still declining the vaccine, which I believe they have that choice. They do. I like the vaccine, but they have that choice. There are 240 companies scrambling right now, trying to cover the ground. Firefighters are working 24-hour shifts. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, many people that were vaccinated will still take off and maybe join the walkout because they can't be taking on this extra work. EMT Shem LaFleur, 31 years old, told Daily Mail that he wanted to wait 2 years to see how the vaccine affected people. He's lost his job now. He feels betrayed, especially when all these firefighters, cops, EMT workers were there from the beginning during COVID. So we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.